It's time for the business news now. Ko taku hoa e nāianei, ko Nona Peltier. Nona, a growing number of people over the age of 65 staying in work and among the highest rate in the OECD. So what are the numbers?
Yeah, so of the over 65 group, the participation rate in the workforce, this is paid work, is 25% about, which is like one in four, which is pretty high. And higher than we've seen elsewhere. And one of the things that's changed in New Zealand versus some of the other parts of the world is in 2000, we changed our legislation requiring mandatory retirement. And in those days, people retired around the age of 61. These days, according to 2020 numbers, they were retiring at 67. So that age group is growing in the number of people involved in the workplace still. And that has implications for employers. In one way, it's a real benefit for the New Zealand economy because the older workers have the skills and expertise and the knowledge and so on and can mentor younger workers. But on the other side of it, they want more flexibility. No one just wants to work till, you know, one day they retire and then that's the end. They want more flexibility, perhaps more time off. And if they're going to stay in the workforce, they want to be trained in some of the new technologies and so on. And we've seen that in other surveys. So it's not really a surprise that older workers are staying in the workplace and the ones that do want to be trained up to use some of these new technologies and so on.
Yeah, it's interesting because I imagine cost of living has had something to do with it as well, and people needing to maintain some form of income to supplement super.
Yes, that could be one. But it comes right down. The Retirement Commission says it's really about choice. So one of the things that's quite important to remember is that in New Zealand, we do not means test the super, which in other countries is done. And that means that there's not really that kind of an incentive to leave work. So in other words, I've worked very hard, I'm 65, I want my super, I don't want it means tested, so I'm going to leave the workforce. We don't have that here in New Zealand. So we have probably, the Retirement Commission says that what we did in 2000, was smart because it's improved our labour market and workforce diversity today.
I'd be interested about what younger people think about opportunities that they have. If people stay on longer in top jobs or higher jobs, you've got to wait longer to get your crack.
Yeah, some of them would be longer. Perhaps some of them might be more well-paying, but others could be just part-time work and so on. So there you go.
It's incredibly interesting. Okay, consumer confidence, it's turned more pessimistic.
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate, isn't it? I mean, that's not what anybody wants to hear, especially if you're a retailer. So consumer confidence is dropped even more points. It was 4 in April. It fell 4 more points over March. And it's really about the lowest level we've seen since the global financial crisis, which isn't great. Inflation expectations kind of eased a bit, but they're still pretty high, 4.4%. That's not near the Reserve Bank's target. It's not a great sign for retailers, and one of the reasons there is that 28% of people think, 28% believe it's a bad time to buy a major appliance or item, compared with 24% in March. That's a big increase over just 1 month. This is the ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Index. They're the chief economist, the senior economist there, Miles Workman at ANZ, said that it's one of those numbers that really affects the whole of the country. One of the worst hit places right now is Wellington. Sentiment is really low there. And as we know, when sentiment gets like that, other things tend to follow. So,
And what about the markets, Nona?
Right. Well, the local top 50 index, it has been a bit of a roller coaster for it this week. You know, the last time we spoke, it was up about 1.2%. And today it's down 1.2%. That was a 141-point drop to 11,805. And the Kiwi is a little bit stronger, trading at 59.6 U.S. cents. Still not quite at 60, but better than it was, okay? 91.98 Australian. It's basically stuck there. And 47.6 British pence.
Thank you, Nona. Ka kite, Nona Peltier there with Business News.